Jesus, clothe us in your peace. Thank you, Lord. Beloved family, if we have Jesus, we have everything. He is our protector, supplier, and peace that floats above the turbulent waters of this earth. Therefore, let us remain with him in the boat, no matter how choppy the waters get. The Lord began, "I can feel your fear and insecurity, Claire. That's not the place I want you to be. I want you to radiate peace and complete, unequivocal trust in my provision for you and the community. I am the one doing this, and you will not end up in another house. That is just not my plan. You will not end up on other properties, and you will not end up having to move. That is not my plan at all. Rest assured, you will be safe here because I need you to continue to put out instruction and messages for my people. I cannot give you all the details, beloved. Let's move on to your turf and what pertains to you and the community. I can hear your thoughts about the land. You are not in danger." And I went to the Bible promises and I got the second page of enemies. "Do not be afraid of fear that comes all at once. Do not be afraid of the storm of the sinful when it comes. Those who fight against you will be as nothing. Thank you, Lord, for steadying my hand, my heart, and my mind. I want you to walk in confidence that you are covered in every possible way. All that is left is prayer. Claire?" "Yes, Lord." "Trust me." "Okay. Great turbulence is about to begin in your country and in all the countries of the world. Remain steadfast and faithful. Nothing will harm you because you are grounded in me. Stay grounded. The devil is trying to unseat you through fear. Pay no attention to him. Rivet your heart on mine and you will be secure indeed. Your country is headed towards a severe and sudden crisis which cannot be avoided. Stand in me. Global chaos will not touch those who have abandoned themselves to me. You are informed and ready for this, whether you feel like it or not." "Thank you, Jesus. Please help me feel this way." And he replied, "Worship, worship, worship." And I remember, "We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord." That's a wonderful song. And praise is definitely a sacrifice when you feel gloomy. But every day he cheers me up and consoles me, telling me he's got this with the community and with the land. And I rest my case. I rest in him. He's got it. And we're following his counsel and praying. Dear God, help me to pray more with greater depth and sincerity, and especially for those who really need our prayers right now, especially in the Middle East, Lord, and the hostages. I pray for their peace. I know you can put peace in their hearts. And I pray for wisdom for the heads of state and heads of countries, wisdom and restraint. I thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. And my dear ones, I highly recommend that you pray in tongues at least an hour a day, or pray in segments. I'll be doing one thing and I'll pray in the Spirit. Then I'll go be doing another thing and pray in the Spirit. Then I'll come into regular formal prayer and I'll pray in the Spirit. And it's very powerful, extremely powerful. And I definitely feel a peace that passes all understanding after I've prayed in tongues. So please avail yourself to this beautiful gift the Lord has given us so that we can, with our own voice and our own mouth, declare the prayers that the Lord wants spoken. There is no more perfect prayer than tongues. Although I do feel the anointing on the prayer of the heart and prayer with tears, when the Lord really captivates your heart with a problem and you just spill out all over in prayer with tears, travailing prayer, that is also so powerful. But whenever you feel threatened at all, praying in tongues is a wonderful weapon to shut it down. Because the enemy's always trying to steal our peace. And it's up to us to maintain it and not let him get away with it. I love you, dear heart dwellers. I'm so proud of you enduring through all of this. The time has come for us to really rise up in prayer, to really pray against the demonic in the nations and in the world. Safeguard our family and the heads of state that carry such enormous emotional loads, being responsible for millions of people. So let's stay in prayer and know that the Lord has heard us. Like Padre Pio says, pray and don't worry. Amen. God bless you.